Tell us about the festival. How did it all come about?
Well, it came about predominantly because through the years as I worked as a cultural educator, both within schools and within different education settings, I was astounded by the amount of people that I would come across who would say, I simply don't have any connection to Aboriginal community or culture. And the other thing that I was hearing consistently was a deep love for the land and yet a felt sense of disconnection. And particularly when I would come across families who had recently called Australia home, and some of the migrant communities who had experienced a lot of trauma within their early years had finally found a place of security and safety. They really also wanted to feel a sense of belonging and connection. And so having conversations with some of my elders here in Tasmania, they were saying how important it is for people to get a sense of connection and felt sense of belonging. And they were very generously willing to share their own personal stories, but also sharing some of the practices and some ways of being and sensibility, with the hope that bringing people together, there would be a healing in that sense of disconnection.
So the festival goes for 3 days. What does it look like over those 3 days?
Well, even though it's a festival that is hosted by Aboriginal people and we do have a significant focus on honouring the knowledges of Indigenous people, it's not just an Aboriginal festival, actually. It's so much more. It's practices that are really about a sense of homecoming. So we predominantly program things that we're really interested in that draw on ancient traditions and knowledges, but also draw on modern innovations. And so whether or not that may be we have different workshops around sustainability practices or different cutting-edge science, we also have lots of creative body movement practices, which looks at therapeutic care. We have a healer's village. And our festival is programmed particularly not only just to engage adults, but we really like to make sure that we're taking care of the whole family. So this year we've got a filmmaking challenge.
Oh, wow.
Particularly young people. So we've got a suite of filmmakers who are holding workshops, and not only on your iPhone, but there's some different cameras that people can get access to. They learn about how to frame and how to share a story, and then the team helps them edit it up. And then we've got a really big outdoor screen that their film gets to be screened at the festival. So, and then there's like parkour for the young kids and bush making hearts. There's lots of different walks on country. Also, we're very, very blessed to have our Indigenous knowledge keepers from around the world joining us, and we are particularly focusing on the Southern Hemisphere and the dreaming under the Southern Cross. Mm. So we have Keita Upa, who is from South America, who holds the knowledges of the condor and eagle prophecy, which is a beautiful, it's a story of absolute hope and really a great blueprint of how to move forward in what can often be seen as a real chaotic time on this planet at the moment, as well as all sorts of other incredible fun things and good food and nutrition and Yeah, a nice time to be in some stunning country.
Why was it so important for you to include the whole family, include the kids as well? Because they do seem like a big part of the festival, and making sure that there is a space for young people to enjoy and to learn as well.
Well, coming from an Aboriginal family, like many different cultures in Australia, families are paramount. And, you know, my daughter grew up in a household that had five generations. And so I love going to festivals myself. Mm. And so I would take her to festivals. And what I found was that most of the time it's either programs for adults or the children.
Mm.
And I thought, why is this happening? Like, you know, I want something where my daughter comes away and goes, oh, that was the best festival ever. And I want to come away going, that was the best festival ever. And so it's just a recognition that everybody matters. Everybody matters. And so we have to take that, everybody, into consideration.
Mm, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about Bronte Island, where this is all taking place.
Lunawana Lana, which is the English name of Bruni Island, it's a really magical place, actually. I know lots of people think that about their country and or the place where they grew up and live, but it's about a 20-minute drive from Hobart. You catch a ferry across a short channel, about 15 minutes, and as soon as you hit this island, which is actually quite a large island in two parts, there is this sense of being in somewhere very different on the planet. People often describe as the dropping away of those stresses, even just being on the area. But particularly where the festival will be located, very at the very bottom of Cloudy Bay of the island, it's directly onto the Great Southern Ocean. There's nothing but water from here to Ntaku. It's the incredibly beautiful, it's a nesting, important nesting place for the swift parrots and the 40 spotted pardalo. We've got beautiful eagles. The bird watching down there is some of the best in the world. We've got Anala bird tours, and they have people from all across the world. But in the Aboriginal history, it's a very important place in country, not only from the old people, but recent historical where Aboriginal people were taken on the mission.
Mm. Now, Ruth, unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap it up because we're nearly out of time. But before we do, what is it the one thing that you hope people take away from the festival, that you hope they get out of the festival?
Well, the festival, even though it is a festival, it's really an opportunity to co-create ceremony.
Mm.
So we're very privileged to have Bun and Laurie from Australia, as well as Uncle Max Harrison and Uncle Jimmy Everettson down in Tasmania, and we may be having some other whale ceremony song people coming to join us. We believe the whale holds the cosmic consciousness, and these ceremonies, not only is it an opportunity for knowledge holders to come together, but we may have never actually participated in ceremony of this type before, we get to join in and co-create in this prayer, really, to be able to reweave this web of humanity and to support a growing sense of connection and healing on the planet. And we get to have fun as well, doing all these other things. It's serious business. But it's also a joyful way that our family, we can bring our families all together. I want to know your family. Come and know my family. Come and connect around food and good spirit.
It sounds absolutely beautiful, Ruth. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You are welcome. Thanks for the time.